Hello and welcome everyone. Today is Wednesday, the 21st of April, and you are at the Whole Life Healing Call with Dr. Alex Lloyd, where he will share about, or he will answer any questions, interact with you regarding any of his postings on YouTube. This week I'm going to let Alex tell you what the topic is. Before we hear from Alex, and you, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the custom codes or custom trilogies. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So we're going to be able to interact with Alex today, and the way you would do that if you're on the phone is you press star 2 on your phone, and that's going to raise your hand, and then you'll be able to interact with Alex. You can ask him a question, or you can share what you've been experiencing. And he's pretty open for anything at all. If you're on the web, you can type in your question and I'll ask that to I'll read that to Alex for you. Today, I think our topic, Alex, I'm not real sure, is it the social media topic or is the hurt feelings topic?
No, I think this week it's is it not? Let me run to my computer real quick. I thought it was balance and life or death. Is that incorrect? Let me see.
I think we did balance last time, but you actually had questions regarding routine. So it's up to you, Alex, whatever you'd like to address.
Okay. Well, I'm looking on the YouTube page right now, and it says life and death under the new Jesus and balance under episode 17. Under deep water. So either something's wrong with YouTube or but anyway, the overview I would kind of give on those would be one of the main functioning premises of our health as far as mind, body, and spirit is balance. It's why we need sleep. But if you get too much sleep, it causes a problem. If you don't get enough sleep, that causes a problem. You need water. But if you drink too much water, it can cause a problem. Don't need to drink enough water, that can cause a problem. You need some vitamin C and D and things like that. Not enough causes a problem. Too much can cause a problem. I mean, almost anything in life. I'm an ice cream guy, okay? I love really good ice cream. Well, if I don't ever eat ice cream, I think that's harmful to me because I enjoy it so much. If I eat ice cream all the time, that's harmful to me for, you know, health reasons. So in just about everything about us, mind, body, spirit, relationships, our time, for things to be as good as they can be, we need to be in balance. I told one story in the balance teaching about a client I had who was a vegetarian and a vegan. I mean, and she had been doing that 20, 25 years. I'd been seeing her as a client for, oh, at least a year, maybe longer. And she was as controlling a person as I have ever seen as far as her diet was concerned. I mean, her whole life revolved around her diet. Her day was about what she ate and didn't eat. Now, she didn't have any significant health problems. She had some little minor things. She just decided that that was, you know, the biggest thing she could do to control her health. Well, you can probably predict she was fairly unhealthy, getting more, having more and more and more health problems, not big things, but little things piling on top of each other. And I was testing her one day, And what I tested is that she needed to go eat a great big juicy hamburger. And as soon as I tested that, I knew I was in big trouble because I knew her, and she was going to be so angry at me if I even suggested that. I knew that, 100%, no doubt. But then again, I was thinking, you know, but if I don't tell her that, then what am I doing in therapy with her? If I'm not going to tell her the truth, and what are we doing? And so I decided I had to tell her the truth, and I did. And sure enough, she was so mad at me, got up, walked out without saying a word. I thought that's the last I'll ever hear from her. But I kept praying for her. And about 3 days later, the phone rings. It's her. I immediately recognize her voice, although she sounds very, very different, and basically goes on to tell me that she can't remember feeling that good ever in her life as she had felt since she ate the big juicy hamburger. And I'm not at all convinced that it was because of the hamburger itself, that it was the different kind of protein or, you know, that sort of thing. I really don't think that's it. I think she just had such a huge control issue in her life, and eating that hamburger kind of broke that control cycle that was making her more and more and more unhealthy, okay? Very controlling people are some of the least healthy you'll find in a variety of ways, okay? So it's critical for everyone to stay in balance, not only overall, but in regard to almost any single issue in your life, you need some balance. And you know, there is room to color outside the lines. You know, sometimes you've got to work way harder to meet a deadline, but you've already decided, yeah, but when I reach the deadline, I'm going to take some time off. Or this relationship really needs kind of 48 hours of my attention without me doing anything else. This relationship has gotten to a critical place. Okay, cool. Take that 48 hours, be out of balance as far as that relationship, but then after the 48 hours, after you get the relationship back on track, then get that balance back in track, because it's how everything in your body works. One of the primary operating systems of your body, mind, spirit, health is homeostasis, which is another word for balance, okay? And if you're in balance, you're generally in good health. If you're in ill health, the doctor immediately starts looking to find out what's out of balance. And then that's where they'll come at it. The New Jesus teaching was about belief, and that how everything in your life really boils down to one thing, in a manner of speaking. It boils down to your beliefs. What you do is what you believe. What you think is what you believe. What you feel in your emotions or what you believe. Everything really about your life, except for the DNA you were born with and some other things like that, boils down to your beliefs. And this is the issue, and I may have said this in the last episode, but this is the issue that my clients have gotten the maddest at me about over 30 years, is when I tell them you cannot do anything unless you have a belief that says you should do that. But that is absolutely the truth. The way it works is we can have many competing beliefs about the same thing. I believe I should not drink alcohol because I'm an alcoholic, but tonight, I also have a belief that I should drink alcohol tonight, and I'll start not drinking it tomorrow, okay? So, but you cannot do something unless you have a belief that you should do it. It's literally impossible. So if you have a problem in your life, you need to find the belief that is the culprit, that is at the root source of that, and change that belief. And the problem in every belief that's a problem is a lie or untruth that has to be corrected. And when that happens, the belief changes automatically once the facts and the truth are now all in place. And when your belief changes, your thoughts and feelings change automatically, your behavior changes automatically, you're really a different person than you were 5 minutes before when you had that other belief that had a lie in it. And that's really what we've been doing at the Healing Codes for the last 20 years, is helping people find those memories and beliefs that are underlying their problems and stress and get those back to being truthful and in love. And that's what everything really boils down to. And I said on the episode, it's a matter of life or death. And that's what the ancient manuscripts say. I put before you life and death, choose life. And the way you choose life is by going on a scavenger hunt of your own mind and heart to see what are my beliefs that are either holding me back or keeping or continually running me into a ditch. And let me transform those, change those to the truth and love, and now I'm off in my life and able to do and accomplish things I've not been able to do before. So that's kind of an overview, Johanna, and I'll be quiet at this point.
Okay, well, we have a hand up, and I'm going to unmute your line. Your line, your number ends in 9037. You're in Florida, and your line is open to interact with Alex.
Hey, I was just going to make a comment that when he was talking about you just are a completely different person, I remember the day coming back to town, back to, you know, where I live, and driving into town and feeling like, oh, I was watching some person in a movie or something, because it's really true. I had an issue with driving, and it was like multi-layers. It wasn't just fear of driving. It had like self-control and some other things, patience and all kinds of, it wasn't just, you know, peace versus fear. It was several things. So it was just, I have that testimony, so if anybody wants to hear
you.
My story, yeah, I have experienced this.
Thank you so much. And I remember that with myself, too. I remember going back to my hometown where I grew up and feeling like a completely different person than when I left. And it was really wonderful. And so thank you very much for sharing that. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. We have another hand up. I believe this is Marilyn. I'm going to unmute your line. The line's open.
Good morning. Hello, Alex. Hello, Johanna.
Hey, Marilyn.
Yes, I did make the call yesterday. You just couldn't hear that I was there. I could hear you talking yesterday.
I'm so sorry. We had a time mix up. It's the first time we've switched from 7 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So we're doing a redo, same time, same station next week. So sorry about that.
No, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, so it was fine. I was up. Yeah, life and death, very interesting. I think you've already answered my question in your pre, because in the steps you talk about finding all those issues and then meditating and praying. And my question was, can you use Trilogy? And I think you answered that. Just
absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Mm. In fact, I would always recommend doing that.
Mm. Just one thing, too, if it's of interest to anybody else, I transcribed from where you give the 8 steps through to where you give the example.
Wonderful.
For me, it's helpful to have it written down where I can refer to it.
Yeah. Would you mind sending us a copy of that?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Very helpful.
Yeah. For me, it is. And the other thing, too, what I also find when I transcribe it, I pick up on stuff that I don't pick up on necessarily when I'm first listening to it.
Right.
So I get a lot out of doing that as well, as having it there to refer back to.
Well, wonderful. It's win-win then.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Marilyn. Johanna?
This is Glenn. Yeah, I think Glenn has his hand up. Your line is open, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
I do. Hi, Dr. Alex. Hi, Johanna. How you guys doing? Great, great topic today. Great topic.
I'm good. Good to hear your voice.
Now, just so you'll feel good, Dr. Alex, it's gloomy and overcast here in L.A. So,
yes. One time. I'll take it. Thank you.
but the sun could be breaking through by noon, so
thanks
don't get
a lot. Now you ruined it.
Don't get too high. Now, I wanted to ask you. I come across what you said. So much depends upon someone's belief in order to make change. What do you do specifically to change somebody's beliefs when you're working with them?
Well, I do what was in the teaching. I would do a trilogy or healing code or memory engineering or rapid eye stress release. That would be one part. And then the other part I would do is what I showed on the teaching. I would take a particular belief that is giving you trouble and diagram it. And to do that, I would put the belief in the middle, whatever it is. Let's say someone who has a belief that, like the young lady said before, she can't drive in the rain. It's scary to drive in the rain, all right? And then you draw little spokes, like on a bicycle wheel, out from that circle, and you put all the other beliefs you have about that same belief. So one belief is probably that my belief can't be completely correct because other people aren't scared of driving in the rain, and I've driven in the rain many times and nothing bad has happened. So probably one of those is going to be that belief I have is wrong. Well, but you have another belief that says, well, wrong or not, it's still what I feel, and I can't. So you would take the kind of primary belief, put it in the middle, rate it 0 to 10, identify the negative emotion and a thought, and then draw the spokes out. And at the end of each of the spokes, put another circle and put this secondary belief, rate it 0 to 10, put a thought or emotion, and then every single day you're going to pull that sheet out and just sort of refresh it in your memory, and you're not going to try to change those wrong beliefs that you've got written on that paper in front of you. You're simply going to pray and meditate over that and ask that it be changed to the truthful, love-based, best belief about this issue that I can have, okay? With no lies, no untruth, all of the truth that we can find out, and you're going to ask that happen with the beliefs you don't know about as well that are in your unconscious, subconscious, and passed down from your ancestry. So every day, you're just going to pray and meditate a little bit that belief will be changed and transformed to a love-based, truthful, best belief about that thing for you, and that's all you're going to do, that and a trilogy. So maybe you do one mechanical thing a day, which is trilogy, healing code, memory code, whatever, and then the praying and meditating over the diagram of that particular belief paradigm inside your heart and mind. And it is guaranteed. It may be a day, it may be 3 months, But I've never seen a situation where somebody did that consistently, that they didn't one day take a look at that sheet and realize, whoa, this has changed. This isn't what I believe anymore. I don't know how it happened, but it's changed. Well, then you note the change on the diagramming, and you keep doing that until all of the negatives are no longer negative and the positives are more and more positive about that specific belief. So that's what I would do. I would do that every day, and then every day I would use some mechanical process as well, both aimed at the same thing. But don't try to change it yourself with your willpower. That's where it backfires and makes it worse. Give it up. Do the opposite of trying to change it with your control and willpower. Give it up to God. Give it up to love. Give it up to your heart, your unconscious mind, however you want to say that. And that's when it'll happen organically and perfectly, and it'll be permanent. It won't change back unless you do the same things that created it all over again in the future.
Wow, that was very helpful, Dr. Alex. I've been writing this down. Thank you. I'm going to use that for me, and I'm going to use that with my clients too. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Love
you
very much.
Thank you, Glenn. Have a great day. Hey, it's sunny here too.
Rats.
Okay, we have one more question, one more hand up, Alex.
Okay.
And they are from, well, your number ends in 5920, 5920, and your line is open.
Is that muted?
There
Hello?
You are.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Lori calling.
Hi. Hi. How you doing today?
I'm not doing too good. I talked
I'm sorry.
To you know, a couple months ago. And about the a condition I have I'm addressing, lymphedema, and it's just getting worse. And you had talked about a lesion that could be on my brain that happened 3 years before. And there was some traumatic stuff that happened in 2016. It was with a counselor, and I was trying to go through a formal complaint process to deal with the way her misconduct was. Anyway, so from 2016 to 2019, I was doing that, and then this lymphedema developed, and I've been getting custom codes through, you know, Johanna for a while, and it's still just getting worse, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm also doing the trilogy and trauma.
Uh-huh.
So I do the three of them. I've been doing that for about a week now,
but
every day I get up, the swelling is increasing in the body parts. It's in my legs and my abdomen, and it's getting worse every day. Now my leg is in pain most of the time because it's so full, it's stretching, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, the first thing is you may not be doing anything wrong. The second thing is you need to find a good, competent practitioner somewhere and get them to check all this out from a biological perspective.
Well, I am doing that. I'm in touch with a doctor. Right now it's so bad. I live in a two-story house. I can't get down the stairs. So we've got paramedics coming in to check
on. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And he said this is the worst swelling he's ever seen.
Wow.
So it's just worse. Like, from a year ago to now, it's worse.
Yeah. Well, I would for sure say, you know, find good doctors and do what they say. There are lots of things, lots of illnesses, lots of problems in life that there's not a one-thing solution for. I think the Healing Codes and Trilogy have been a one-thing solution for a lot of people, but not for everyone. There's a number of people who've healed through the codes or trilogy, but they were doing other things in addition to the codes or trilogy. And then there's some things that you need to be doing a bunch of things on because it's gotten to such a deteriorated state. So I would say keep doing what you're doing with trilogy and the codes, but you may need to amp up the seeing a doctor or qualified practitioner who can help you get a handle on the biological aspect of it. Because you need, it sounds to me like you need to come at it from multiple angles, not just one or two.
Right. So today I was going to get another custom trilogy. Do I still keep
Yeah, going? Absolutely do that. Yeah.
What do I target? Like you talked about a lesion and trauma and, you know.
I would target what you just said, as far as the swelling and the, you know, exactly what's bothering you. Now, Johanna's probably going to ask you, okay, when you think about the physical pain and suffering, what emotion do you feel? What thought do you have? So she's probably going to ask you that. That's relevant, and that's the way we, you know, go to try to heal the source. But I would do it on, you know, the pain and suffering that you're having in your body.
Okay.
And I'm putting you on my prayer list. I'm gonna pray for you this week. Sorry for your pain.
Thank you. I appreciate
Johanna.
That.
And Johanna, I've got to go in 4 minutes.
Okay. We don't have any other hands up right now, Alex. So.
Okay.
I'll
all right.
In.
Well, I love you all. Thank you so very much. Remember, you can send your questions in. We'll answer it without you having to be here. And please, if these YouTube teachings are being beneficial to you, share them. And I'm not saying I've got the right solution to these things, but let's talk. Let's start talking about them. Thank you, Johanna. Love you.
Love you too, Alex. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and open up your line again, Lori, because I know you wanted a custom trilogy.
Okay.
Okay, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, so again, as Alex said, we want to address the physical issues, but what is your primary feeling about all this, what you're experiencing right now?
I think frustration is the primary one. And then
okay.
Often I also feel discouragement.
Mm-hmm. On a scale from 1 to 10, your frustration and discouragement level right now, what would you say it is?
It's at least a 9.
Okay. Is there an early memory that comes to mind when you think about this kind of frustration and discouragement about anything in your life? Is there any memory that comes up?
Nothing's coming up right now.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get a custom trilogy for you. Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The hope issue.
The hope issue.
Okay. This is the primary category that's coming up, so that's of course, that addresses sadness, depression. Also, frustration is the patient's category, which is the immune system.
Okay.
Those two categories are the primary ones coming up. So let's go ahead and get the trilogy. Okay, so the first minute, you're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hands, as you usually do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, then we're going to go to eyebrows, under the eyes, chin, sore spots, collarbones, side of the hand, back to the chin, under the nose, under the eyes, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, healing code. We're going to do both hands below the belly button. left hand temple, right hand jaw, both hands on the high bridge, then both hands touching the brain stem, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay, for the governing conception and energy centers, we want to slide from the base all the way up 3 times without stopping. And then it's really simple. We're going to start at the base again, and this time go slowly, pausing at each energy center. And I'd say just pause as long as you feel comfortable doing that. So if you want to stay there for just a few seconds, that's fine. If you want to go to the next one and you feel like you want to stay there a little longer, that's fine. But the main thing is you're going to move slowly up. And then repeat the healing code again.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. So if I have other physical things like my eyesight issue and neuropathy, do I include that in the...
Yes. Yes. Anything at all that's coming to mind when you sit down to do it, include it.
Okay. And any memories that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how many
times? And then imagine just infusing that healing and hope into every part of your being while you're doing it. Just simply relax and just, I'm receiving hope. I'm receiving this healing.
Okay, and how many times a day do you think I should do this?
I would do it at least twice a day. You could do it longer. You could do it more often. It's really up to you, what you feel comfortable doing.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you, Lori. We're praying for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is, your number ends in 1799. 1799, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna, this is Sheen. How are you?
Hi, Sheen. I'm good.
Good, good. One of the primary issues that I have, I've been working on, is just a fear of people's judgment on me, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
people's opinion of me. And
mm-hmm.
I know all the right thinking, but somehow I give people the power to kind of control, to determine my value, that kind of thing, my hope in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm doing a lot better. A week ago, I, you know, did something, made a mistake at work, not intentionally, obviously, but it was just an honest error. And normally it would take me out for a while, you know, when
mm-hmm.
that was brought to me, not in
mm-hmm.
a very kind way. And, but I was able to kind of, you know, pick myself back up and be able to meditate and do trilogy and you know, it took me a few days, but I was able to move on.
Very
and
good.
Not keep thinking about it. Yeah, so I feel like there's a progress. And, you know, I was encouraged to hear what Dr. Alex shared earlier with things like this. It's just pray, meditate, and trilogy, do trilogy every day and focus on the truth about
right.
that issue. Slowly but surely it will become a non-issue, I hope, one day.
Right, right.
Yet.
You're right. You're right. Well, God bless you, Sheen.
So, yeah, if I can get another trilogy so I can keep working on it, and of course, whatever, you know, input you feel like I need to focus on or know, I welcome those.
Okay. Okay, say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay. Okay, another question. Regarding fear of being judged and fear of the opinions of others, is there a particular memory that comes up where you recognize there's still that fear there? Something that's ever happened in your life before?
Yeah. When I was an infant almost, like I remember one image and another incident when I was maybe fifth grade. I've worked on that for, you know, I would say probably for years. But a few months ago, I also discovered what my parents went through when they were young and just when my mom was pregnant with me. And I've been focusing on those because I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was totally trauma for them. And I would assume that had an effect on me as well, which kind of makes sense that even though when I think about my own experience, those incidents don't bring up a lot of emotions. I wouldn't be surprised that my parents' experience could have an effect.
Right. So you want to include that in your prayer, in your intention. Right. Very good.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get your trilogy. Okay, so minute number one, as usual, start with the eyebrows, go down to the side of the hand.
Okay,
next, collarbones, middle of the chest, eyebrows, under the eyes, under the nose, under the arms, thumb, index finger, side of the hands, then the 9G. Okay, for the healing code, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge, and then the opposite, left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Okay.
Then both hands Adam's apple. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, for the governing conception and the energy centers, you're going to start at the base. We're going to slide all the way up and over. Let's do that three times.
Okay.
Then we're going to start at that solar plexus. Slide up to the forehead. Slide down to the heart. Slide down to below the belly button. Slide back up to the heart. Up to the, then up to the throat. Up to the crown. And then back down to the heart. And that's it. And then go ahead and repeat the healing code.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. So that's all the hands we have up today for custom codes. I want to thank you all for participating, and do send in your questions. You can send them in to feedback@thehealingcodes.com. State your question and ask that it be addressed on the Wednesday call with Alex, and we'll be happy to get that answered for you. Again, thank you all for coming, and we'll meet you again next week.